We are glad you have come today to hear us speak and sing, and to help us to celebrate the birth of our King.
Christmas fills our hearts with joy as we think of gifts, lights, and holiday spirit. But remember, Christmas means something more. It's the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us travel back to Bethlehem and share the story of his birth.
A long time ago, a young man named Mary lived in a village called Nazareth. One day, an angel appeared to her.
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with a child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped her in cloth and placed it down in the manger because there's no room in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with an angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace to men who roam his favor."
Thank you.
when the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what had happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told. Child and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he, the king that is born, king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you on this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The candle we light this morning is to remind us that we, who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, are to rejoice in the Lord always, for our names are written in heaven, and we have peace with God.
I was told that I'm not supposed to give a full sermon, so I'm not going to. When I was in kindergarten, I had to learn Luke 2, 1 through 20, and I had to recite it at the school Christmas program. So this tale is very familiar to me, and every year I am fascinated by the shepherds. There they were on a hillside, minding their own business, doing their job. And then heaven intrudes into their lives. And when heaven intrudes into their lives, the message is that there's a Savior. A Savior. We read in Timothy, "The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." That's why he came. He came to save sinners. Sometimes I think this time of the year, we get so enthralled with various other things, and sometimes things become so familiar to us that we don't really contemplate and consider what is being done and who is doing it and why. God came in the flesh to save sinners. And that's why he came. And he came as a man, because as man he bore our sins. And as a man he now sits at the right hand of God interceding for us. This is our joy. We are to be thrilled, overcome with joy, because Jesus Christ came, bought us with his blood, and now, as believers in Christ, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that is the root of our joy. Let's stand for the benediction. Our gracious God and Father, we praise you and thank you that you did send forth your Son, born of a woman, born under the law, that we might have life. We praise you and thank you for the expectation of his soon return. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Time has come to say goodbye. We are glad you could come, and at last we wish you God's blessings, everyone.